KSRN News. I'm John Scott. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Francine has formed off the coast of Mexico and is expected to drench the Texas coast. That's before coming ashore in Louisiana Wednesday night as a hurricane. And the center says Francine is located about 245 miles southeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande at this time. They're predicting a storm surge of up to 10 feet and warning of flooding along the Texas coast and across southern Louisiana. A new presidential poll highlights voter concerns about Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
Even though the vice president is virtually tied with Republican Donald Trump in the race for the White House, she finds herself facing some negative perceptions. According to the New York Times Siena College poll, nearly half of voters say Harris is too liberal or progressive, and only 25% of respondents say Harris represents major change versus 51% for Trump.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The presidential debate is coming up, the 90-minute debate on Tuesday night at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, a mother's warning to a Georgia school is raising questions about the moments before the shooting.
The mother of a student at the Georgia high school where a 14-year-old is charged with killing four believes it could have been prevented. Rebecca Sayeraf spoke out after hearing the alleged shooter's mother called the school that morning with a warning.
They could have prevented these deaths, and they didn't.
According to reports, Colt Gray's grandfather says the teen texted his mother before the shooting, saying he was sorry, which is what prompted her to contact a counselor there. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. It's almost time for 40 Days of Life.
The annual fall campaign begins on September 25th and runs through November 3rd. Pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in their local communities offering silent prayer for 40 days in a row. Since the campaign began in 2007, nearly 25,000 women have chosen not to have an abortion at clinics where they received prayer, and more than 260 clinic workers have decided to quit their jobs. More details at 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Construction underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it will cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the start of a construction during a visit to Las Cruces, the clinic drawing upon $10 million in taxpayer funding. This is SRN News. Over 3 million Afghan children suffer from acute malnutrition ever since the Taliban took over.
What we've been told is that every day, on average, about 600 children come here who need to be treated in a hospital, but there are only 120 beds. Even the facilities that are operating, those are being supported at the moment by international aid organizations. But in the past couple of years, we've seen dramatic aid cuts. What we're witnessing is a direct impact of that cut in aid, and it's also the impact of the Taliban government's policies, especially their restrictions on women, which have resulted in some donors cutting funds to Afghanistan.
BBC correspondent Yogita LeMay. Typhoon Yagi hitting Vietnam, resulting in at least 64 deaths. And that storm earlier caused 20 deaths in the Philippines and 4 in China. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.